Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Dan and Cody podcast. I'm Linda Belcher. These guys are the funniest people I've ever met. Enjoy your burger.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
What's up, man?
A lot. I think the world's been moving along since the last time we spoke with good old handsome face.
God, he's handsome.
God, he's a good looking guy. Wasn't
he inspires me to be more attractive.
He inspires me to be more attractive. Yeah. I
mean, he's just a good old fashioned friend, you know?
Yeah. You've known him a long time and you know, Marshall Porter is the man that has helped you in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
Or you've helped him.
He tried to ridicule me on our own show, and I'm still happy about it.
Yeah, he's pretty bitey.
Yeah, he's got
some bite. A little bite.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall, I know you're going to listen to this. I just got to let you know. I got some feedback, and people were like, you and Dan, or Cody and Dan are okay, but Marshall, he's a little biting. He's a little rough.
Why don't you tone it down, MP?
And by the way, Marshall, that was my mom.
Oh! Marshall's mom commented on the video.
Oh, was that Marshall's mom?
Yeah. She was like, I loved it. Good job, guys. And then I wrote, sorry for my language. I cuss too much.
We curse at times because, you know, the world's frustrating and experiences are hard.
It is. And when I cuss, I don't even, know I'm doing it. It's just...
It's a part of you at this point.
Yeah, it's a part of me.
It's like an undershirt you choose not to wash.
Yeah, but I can turn it off. If I'm around a bunch of kids or at a game, I can kind of shut it down.
It's strange how you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that too.
It is an unconscious shutdown of wordage.
It's a weird thing. It's like when you walk into a room and you know that the person in that room is somebody you have to respect.
Yeah.
So something about you inside changes. It's a very strange psychological... mix.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where it's like, back straight up. I'm staring you in the eye when we're having a conversation. This isn't going to get weird. I respect you.
And something in your mind, without even telling you in your mind, says, no cusses.
Yeah.
No balls. No dick. No fuck.
Nothing.
No shit.
None of those dirty words. It's just all straight conversation about your stock portfolio.
Yeah. And I've had so many conversations about my
values.
Stock portfolio. It's nuts.
Really? Oh, wow.
My portfolio is so thick.
It's good. You do have a thick portfolio.
It is. It's thicker than my wallet.
Well, you're preparing for the future.
Yeah.
Concerning the future, rumor has it, truth be told, you're going to Germany next week.
I am going to the German place.
So what?
Deutschland.
Is that it? Yeah.
It's Deutschland.
It's the motherland.
Yeah.
That's where I'm originally. That's where my family's from. Maybe you can go check out some Fredericks when you're there.
My mom's part German.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're blood brothers.
We are.
Eskimo brothers.
No.
Oh, blood brothers.
That's when you bang the same chick. I hope we're not Eskimos.
No, we're not. Not by any means. Right. So what are you doing? What's happening? What's the situation?
Well, we are going there. I kind of haven't planned much of this. My wife Jenny has, so it might be better for her to actually talk about it today.
Yeah.
She is sitting right over here.
So yeah, let's do it.
Well, I know we're flying on the... When?
22nd.
Mike, can we get her a mic? Are we possible to get her a mic?
Mic her up.
Michael.
Here, we share mics.
Jenny.
Wow, I feel really special today.
She's the first woman that, you know, actually I get a lot of comments where people are like, I really like it when that girl on that backdrop speaks up.
Well, hi, guys.
Can Jenny talk, please?
And I'm like, shut up. It's the Dan and Cody podcast.
He doesn't like to share the spotlight.
Oh, you guys are the sweetest couple I've ever seen.
Thank you. I'm already regretting this decision.
No, don't. I think it's the best decision.
Crouched up.
Aww.
Oh, she's your crown jewel. Put her on your head like a crown. So give it to me straight, Jenny. What's happening on this trip?
Well, we're going to Oktoberfest in Munich. Okay.
We leave Tuesday.
We get there Wednesday.
But our apartment is going to be guarded by dogs and guns that are tied up with strings. So if you try to get in, you're fucked.
What?
All right, I'm saying we're going to Germany.
Yeah.
So our house is going to be unattended.
Oh, you mean here? I thought you were talking about your German apartment.
No.
I was so confused. I was like, why do you need dogs?
Why would I booby-trap
our German
apartment?
Who the hell do you think you are? You think you're an ambassador or some shit?
No, man.
Okay.
Well, I guess...
You're going to have Mike stay here.
This podcast wouldn't even
air. You're
going to
have Mike, the best sound guy in the biz.
Yeah.
He's going to be here.
I got a good sound guy. He'll also be here. A good weapons guy.
Yeah, he's good with weapons. Knives, butterfly knives.
A katana.
He's a ninja.
He really is.
He has an inner ninja.
Mm.
So yeah, we leave next Tuesday.
But you're saying I planned a lot of it. That is untrue, as Tara Strickland.
Oh yeah, our great friend Tara Strickland.
And
her
Blake
husband
Strickland.
Blake. They like...
Tara and be like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do a big like Oktoberfest party at their place.
Okay.
In Hollywood, Maryland. There's a Hollywood, Maryland.
It's actually California.
California,
Maryland.
Sorry.
Next to Hollywood, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And but they Jenny and her best friends from college, once they graduated, they went on a big Euro trip. And like,
okay, you backpacked.
We did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What, like, wow, that's amazing. How many days did you go?
We were there for just under a month.
Okay, so you had like 30 days to go all over Europe.
Yeah, and we did. We went to lots of,
Was this before you were dating Dan?
No.
I was like, no.
During.
It was during.
Oh, totally during. Wow. You just graduated.
I know. Jeez. Timber,
I didn't want to like bring anything up. Dan is very protective of his wife.
Yeah. We were totally dating.
We were. But I went with my two girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's good. So you were able to keep things in line.
You guys,
of course.
There were no temptations.
None.
Nope.
They went to.
Nope.
You guys went to like England, Germany,
Italy, Amsterdam, Vienna.
How tough?
Belgium.
How tough is it? I said this to my girlfriend the other night when I told her you guys were going to be going, and I said, yeah, I have no desire to go anywhere that doesn't speak English.
Me neither.
Let me tell you.
How tough is it?
Not at all, because the whole world caters to America.
And I see.
People are required to learn English as like children in other countries.
So they have Applebee's in Germany?
I don't know about
Let's
Applebee's.
Let's hope so.
But I really hope there's a Chili's.
They're catering
there.
To us. They should.
I need a goddamn American Applebee's.
That's right.
Where else am I going to get my salt and cheese from?
Exactly. Or my mango chipotle salsa chicken. With may I add, rice pilaf.
And they better have calorie counters right next
please.
To it.
Please.
No, we're going to... we couldn't... I'm a huge soccer fan. I love football, real football.
Yeah,
but we couldn't find tickets. Well, we could find tickets to the Bundesliga. That's like their NFL, basically. Like Germany's best soccer league.
Okay.
And we were going to get tickets for like Bayern Munich, which is like...
The team.
Yeah.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I chose that team.
They won
the
Champions
League.
They
claim to be America's team. They're Germans' team.
They've definitely won the Champions League before. So.
Okay.
But like the tickets were like 250 euro.
What?
Yeah, which is kind of like...
It's like 2-1 almost.
Yeah.
It's really like $1.30 right now. Right?
Yeah, I think the euros, it's pretty...
1-1 right now?
Yeah.
Just about.
It's like 105 or something like that.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, that's kind of a lot for a casual fan of like a football match, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I did a bunch of research and found that there's like a Bundesliga 2, which is kind of like the minor leagues, I guess.
Yeah, it's like AAA.
Yeah, but they still play in this badass stadium that it's... It holds 70,000.
Jeez.
It's like a football,
How
like an
people
American
live
football
in
stadium.
Germany? I thought it was like 70,000.
I think a shitload of people live in
really?
Germany.
Okay.
I don't even know. But the we're going to TSV 1860 München. That's the team name.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pumped for that. I can't fucking wait.
I'd love to know what they have that they serve for dinner.
I don't know.
I mean, is it like a whole... I imagine it's like any other sporting event in the United States, but it's for soccer.
Yeah. Well, and you can't drink in the stadiums. I know that.
You can't.
Because it gets crazy.
They do it for safety reasons.
They give a
reasons.
Shit.
Like, they set fireworks off in the stands.
And there's fights. I mean, I think everyone gets bombed before, like a tailgate, basically.
Yeah. And then they all go to the game.
Yeah, but, I mean, you... And they're 90-minute games, you know?
Yeah.
Even if, when I go to... I have Galaxy season tickets. When I go there, I don't really... I get up maybe once at halftime. I'm not, and if you're in line getting beers, you might miss like the only goal of the game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just get there, be bombed, and then
hope for the best.
Watch the match.
Yeah.
So I see, according to Google, in 2013, Germany is 80 million.
80 million?
80 million.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good. A lot. That's a good amount of people.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really...
But Jane, where else are we going?
Yeah, what else is happening?
Well, we're going to Oktoberfest, so we'll spend 2 days at the festival, which looks awesome!
We're going to drink mad beers.
Okay.
And
beers.
Yeah, lots of beers.
Is it all like homebrew kind of crafty beers there, or is it all like...
I hope.
Lagers?
No, I'm not going there for Bud Lights.
The hotness.
It's
all Heineken?
No, it's like they have these breweries that are local to the area, and they have these big tents. And they really shouldn't even be called tents because they can fit up to like 10,000 people.
Yeah, they look houses.
They're huge. And you just go in there and get your liters of beer. They give you like half a chicken.
Those big fucking steins.
That's amazing.
And you get half a chicken and you're good.
How many days?
Well, we'll be in Oktoberfest. We'll be at the festival for 2 days.
Okay.
We'll be in Munich for a total of 5.
We're doing a bike tour.
So you're staying in Munich?
In Munich.
Yeah.
We're staying in an apartment at an Airbnb. So like right in the city.
Good deal?
Yeah. We're going to Neuschwanstein.
Neuschwanstein, yeah.
Neuschwanstein.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Neuschwanstein.
Yes, we love it. It's good.
It's the Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to see it.
We're
going to
go see
it. That's amazing.
And then we're going to move in. And that's where we're going to live.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at you, King.
I've been tricked. I thought it was just a vacation.
We'll
have to Skype our podcast. That would be really fucking cool if like we could carve out
some time
to like do one on the phone.
Hey, man, that's not up to me. That's up to your lady and the time that we could do that.
I don't know.
Dude, yes.
If you do like a what time? At 9 p.m. your time. I'd be in the office.
I guess they're 8 hours ahead.
Yeah, or maybe I know 9.
I know England's 8 hours ahead.
It's the same.
It would have to be 8 or 9 hours ahead. So, I mean, we're talking like 9 and...
All right, right now it's 5:19 a.m. in Germany, and it's 8:19 here.
Okay, 5:19. So we could do like a... Yeah, I'd get up at 6.
We could do
a mid-afternoon.
Do a sixer?
I'd do a 6 a.m. I'd get up at 6 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, you're insane.
Rise and shine, Dan and Cody podcast.
Yes! Mike would hate our guts. He's like, that's
yeah, Michael's looking at us like, you guys
How
are fucking nuts.
How would you record that? No. Oh, my God.
Or just like would record like a phone conversation like with that app that we got. And then later.
Is that what the app we used originally?
Yeah, because then later, then take that
it
audio.
Just sounds
and boom.
So bad, right?
I guess.
Well,
I'll
we're
send
not.
Pictures.
We're going to Czech Republic too.
Oh, yeah. Really? So you're not just staying in Germany?
Yeah,
I thought you were just staying in Germany.
It. We're gonna go to Prague.
Oh, Prague! I had a lot of people that summer yes. there.
What's your problem?
Jeez. So you're going to the Czech and Germany. So you're checking out, you know, something.
Yeah,
like
I don't even know where the Czech Republic is.
Oh, I don't think they know where it is.
I'm more just excited for the beer, the game, and just not working.
All I care about is the game, actually.
I just, like, a vacation to me is like just reflecting on the fact that I don't have to do work, you know?
Totally.
That means so much to me on a vacation where it's like, I could just be happy, like, just sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Like listening to a podcast and like just know that I have nothing on the books.
What
you know?
What is it? But I mean, you've got a significant here.
Yeah,
of course.
What
is it to you, Jenny? Like, what does a vacation mean to you?
Oh my gosh, adventure! Just going out and
getting lost.
Yeah,
finding yourself
and
spending 30 days. You know, 30 days with two of your best friends.
And a lot of reflection.
A lot of drinks, a lot of food.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, Jenny is like amenities and like events, and okay. I'm kind of the anti that.
And then I make him do it, and then he's like, that was incredible! And yeah. he hates on it the whole time, like, leading up to it, but like, this is gonna be horrible, blah, blah, blah. And then he does it, and he's like, wow, I can never live life again without that experience.
That's Let's accurate. Do it again. I would say that's accurate.
It's very accurate. I can name so many things that you hate on, and then,
that's true.
Then you like it down the road. Yeah. So many, like, Soup Plantation.
That all right.
Remember how you would hate on Soup Plantation? We ate there for dinner
Soup
last night.
Plantation?
And you were so psyched
Cody,
for it.
Do you know
it sounds terrible.
Thank
to me.
You. Do you know anything about Soup Plantation?
I don't. It sounds like a horrible restaurant.
Exactly. And that's
But it's not.
But that's Liz, we don't have to get in a shouting match here. But that's all I knew about it was that its name is Soup Plantation.
Soup?
And I'm like, great, a play on words.
S-O-U-P.
Right, but that's the thing. Soup Plantation.
Soup, so it's one word.
It's one word.
One word.
It's one word.
And they have all these things like, see you next time, like the fucking spice or
T-Y-M-E.
Whatever.
T-Y-M-E.
Yeah. And
terrible.
Then I'm like, yeah, exactly. So going off that, Jenny's like, we're going to Soup Plantation. I'm like, wow, that's fucking awful. And then, but like, you go there, there's more than soup and salad.
You know what I
there's
did?
More.
No, the first time that we went, you know what I did? I was like, Dan, they have all-you-can-eat pizza, too. And if you've ever been to Soup Plantation, you know
it's like cheesy breadsticks.
They just have salads and soup, and they have cheesy breadsticks.
But no, they don't
but
just
I
have.
Got
they
them
have,
there.
They have muffins. They have, you know, pizzas. They have, well, the cheesy breadsticks. They have pasta. They
okay.
have ice creams.
So you're basically describing to me a
Sizzler.
Without the steak.
It's Sizzler with no meat, pretty much.
Okay,
but, I mean, it's not bad. This podcast is brought to you by Soup Plantation.
And Sizzler.
Enjoy the soup.
Enjoy the steak.
Start a plantation. But, all right, so how many vacations have you gone on where, like, while you're in them, you kind of, like, don't like them, but then, like, when you get back home, you realize how awesome they were?
Yeah, I mean,
I have a lot of vacations.
I tend
like
to be one for adventure a lot of the time. But I'm one for adventure on the things I want to do.
Yeah.
Like if somebody else says something, oh, we should go do this, and it could be adventurous, I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
You're like, nah, fuck
that. Sounds terrible. It's like going to Soup Plantation.
Yeah.
But then once you go, you want to go there all the time.
They'll see you next time.
No meat? I don't know.
They'll see you next time.
Oh, okay.
There's
You'll
some
be
meat.
Right back. That's another one.
There is some meat, right? Yeah, they have chili. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to hate on the chili.
But, yeah, I mean, a lot of my vacations are just... I'm happy I'm there. I understand that it's great. But, like, in the moment, I'm stressed still.
Okay.
But then when I get back, I'm like, that shit was awesome. You
cool.
know? Yeah.
So you fly into Munich. Is it one direct flight?
No.
We stop in Chicago.
Okay.
Then to Berlin. Then to Munich.
Oh, Chicago for my favorite airport toilets.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
O'Hare's?
Best
oh,
airport
gosh.
Toilets ever.
Why? You just It's a big circle.
It gives you the runner, the plastic overlap.
Oh, they
and
do.
You don't
they
have
do.
To touch it.
Yes, they do.
That's a great
Certain,
toilet.
Yeah. Certain wings do. Not all of them, I think.
No hands.
Okay. So and, you fly in United.
Hmm?
No, Air Berlin.
Air Berlin, yeah.
Yeah. Abilene.
Yeah.
Jenny's going to get one of those St. Pauli girl.
It's called a dirndl.
A dirndl.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to be exhausted the first
I'm
day.
I'm doing it.
I don't think I can fit these shoulders into some lederhosen.
I want him to get lederhosen so bad.
He would get the lederhosen, and she's going to wear She's going to bring her hair down in the pigtails. You're lady.
I would look like a sexual predator in lederhosen. Like a bald
but it would make
fucking
for great
tan.
Pictures.
A tan bald.
You would look nice.
I.
You would look nice, Dan.
That is not accurate, Cody.
No, it
I
is.
Would look like the Hulk ate a McRib and then.
You basically would look like the Hulk ate the. What's the fairy tale of the kids that ended up going to.
Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, you basically look like the Hulk ate Hansel and Gretel and then decided to wear Hansel's clothes.
Right. And I would just get. I feel like I would get eyed up, and
oh, you should,
I would not be happy.
You should. You should do it. I knew a German guy. Well, actually, a Swedish guy who had a set that he'd wear at Oktoberfest.
And I mean, I'm looking at pictures. A lot of
everyone
them are rocking them.
Everybody
wears
it.
Wears
you should
the traditional
you should see
stuff.
Get in a traditional, like an authentic one.
I'm
you
nervous.
Can get a Nike set.
I got a ghetto booty.
Like a Nike version of leader.
I'm so wide. Like, you know how it like straps up at the chest?
Yeah.
And like, if you're eating and drinking all day, I will get so like...
It'll be like a bra.
Bloated.
It's
and
built
then
for
the
that.
Fucking
it's
like...
It's built for that.
The pockets will bust off.
You look nice. You look like a walking
dead
doll. Like Dan... Oh, wow.
I don't know if I can do it.
Well,
and
it give
doesn't,
it a shot.
It know? Doesn't look like there's a zipper on the pants, and I got to pee a lot.
There's no. It's just the butt flap.
It's just butts.
I have no
Like
idea.
The old pajamas?
Yeah, it's like the old pajamas. It's your uncle's lederhosen. Yeah, that's amazing.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm excited. It's still, Jenny always says that it feels like we're not going yet, or like it's not real. Does it feel real yet?
Kind of, no.
Yeah?
We're 5 days away.
Yeah, you're real close.
We are really close.
I'm excited for you guys. I think it'll be amazing.
Me too.
Open your eyes, culture yourself a little
Take
bit.
Take it in.
Go to all those strange German sausage restaurants.
Yeah, on the strings.
You guys should do one of those things where you both take one sausage and you each put one end in each of your mouths and eat it until it's all gone.
Lady and the Tramp.
Done.
Lady and the Tramp,
like
that sausage.
Done. I like it.
You will get a selfie photo back from us doing that.
I want to see that picture.
It's going to be a good time. I'm pumped.
I'm excited for you. Well, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Any other thoughts on that, Jenny?
Well, we're going to go to a beer spa in Prague.
What is a beer
spa?
Oh,
yeah. You bathe in beer.
You just sit in beer.
Oh, my
But
God.
Then you get to drink beer, too. But it's not the beer you're sitting in.
No.
They give you like...
Like, is it a quality? Is it a dark beer?
I don't know.
But you sit in it, and I'm really excited
like
about
naked?
It. I think so.
I hope it's like a rap video and they're just pouring 40s all over us.
Colt 45.
It's like, bah!
Go, girl.
In Prague, that's probably what it is.
Put it on your butt, yeah. Drink it the beer.
So good, so good.
Now pour beer on her. Like, what?
They're like walking you through how to do the beer.
Yeah, St. Pauli girl on her face.
And we're also going to a church made completely of human bones.
Oh, wow.
That's creepy. I'm not excited for that.
I think that would be amazing.
I'm so excited.
Is this in Prague?
Well, it's about an hour outside. It's called Kutnohara.
Mm-hmm.
Human fucking bones.
That's strange.
This is like Jenny's most favorite part.
Like, if I was to take the same trip you guys would be taking, I would go to every historical site I could possibly go to. And the great thing about Europe is everywhere you go is a historical site.
Yeah, I'm more so interested, like, it sounds weird to say, but like, World War II is like my favorite war, like, growing up.
Totally.
Like,
historically,
learning.
It's the one that's, it's well storied.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And, I mean, you spent a lot of time in school learning about that war because, I mean, it was so
big.
And
it
like,
really defined good and evil in a way.
Yeah. The Holocaust is an awful, awful time. But, like, I want to see, like, battlegrounds and, like, rubble.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know there's probably not much
I mean, you
rubble.
Could go to, I think it'd be interesting to go to the real, you know.
Because that shit was fought in the city.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
you could go to, I don't know if they keep any of the factories where they had a lot of them work and they've reserved those.
We're going to a concentration camp.
Are you going to a concentration camp? Oh, wow.
That's
going to
be tough.
That'll be intense. It'll be intense. I know they.
Jenny's sister Julie went to the same one that we're going to go to and she couldn't handle it. It was just like total breakdown. It'll be tough, man. I mean, we've done the Holocaust Museum in D.C.
That's intense. I've done it too.
Oh, man. Like when you go in the train.
Yeah, you go on the train. Crazy, the train. You go through
like
that.
Like, you're in the train.
That room full of shoes.
Yeah. It's
weird.
Fucked. Very, very weird. So that'll be a tough time, but hopefully we'll do other cool things.
Oh, of course. You'll learn, you'll experience, you'll live. Love it.
Yeah, we're going with Tara and Blake, like our very best friends.
And then they're closer friends, Priscilla and
Kyle.
And Kyle,
the
yeah.
Walkers.
Cool.
They just got married.
So
congratulations, guys.
Congrats, yay!
They're already there.
They're on their honeymoon.
It's part of their honeymoon.
So you guys are going to team up and ruin it.
We are crashing awesome.
We're
going to
team up and kicking them out of the bedroom.
You're going to like run in there with your lederhosen on and your butt flap down.
Happy wedding, let's bathe in beer. Come on, pour beer on your wife.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm interested to see how many black people are there. That's all, like, he always, being half black, it's not something that's on my mind a lot, but, like, if I walked into a room and there were no black people, I would immediately know, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
You're measuring. Well, I guess, to be honest, if I'm a white guy and I walk into a room filled with black people, I realize you'd be like, I'm there's the no only white, white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like I, like, set out to check, but no. Something dings.
But you naturally know.
Yeah. So there's I'm interested to about, see. When I went to England, it's a melting pot.
It is.
I mean,
London especially.
Yeah, London. Yes. Everyone's talking different. Well, and I think that's because of the tourism. Like, I'm sure not everyone lives there.
Well, I think the UK
there,
has let a lot of people into the country that are from all over the world.
Yeah,
and
a lot of Indians.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a melting pot. I've never experienced another place like that to where you really feel like, strangely, you're in another country when you're in a different part of the town.
Yeah.
You know, you got like Chinatown in L.A. or New York or San Francisco.
Well, and you're an out-of-towner.
But even then, like, you're like, I still am in San Francisco or I still am in L.A.
Right.
But it's weird. It's certainly a different world.
Yeah.
But I would hope all of Europe is like that.
Yeah. Hopefully.
This is your first time outside of England.
Yes. Yeah, I've never been. Yeah, I've been to Germany. No. What the fuck is wrong with you, Dan?
I'm going
to Germany. I've been to England. I've been to Jamaica, Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Mexico.
Wow, you are culture.
Canada. Went to Toronto this year, and I think that's it for my out of town.
I think that's a good list.
You?
I think me. I went to Mexico once, and then I went to London last year.
Nice.
Those would have to be. I may have like driven. No, I've never been into Canada.
No.
Not that I think. No, I've never.
Canada's
been into
Canada. Dope.
I think Canada's got some good things about it.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm like you though. I really do not care to go anywhere that doesn't.
I
cater
just
to
you
English.
Know I struggle. You know, I've been doing the Duolingo.
Yeah.
On your phone, the app that helps you learn another language.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah, because I'd love to learn Spanish because it's helpful and people want to be able to talk in Spanish and I'd like to be able to make jokes in Spanish.
Sure. The quickest way to learn Spanish is to start waiting tables or work
in
the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Kitchen.
I mean, dude, I took Spanish in high school and I learned way more in a restaurant. Like, just how...
Just
like,
being around him.
Yeah, just be around
him. Yeah, I watch Narcos on Netflix.
Oh, is that good?
It's amazing.
I've seen, like, part of one episode.
You need to watch it. You need to watch
that's
it.
That's
it's pretty great.
I know.
Yeah, Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
And then what actually kind of ruins it is they have, what's his name? The squatty Hispanic man that's in a lot of things. But he's normally...
Trejo?
No, not Danny Trejo.
Not Machete?
No, not Machete. What's his name? You've never taken him serious. Yes.
Oh, it's him?
Yes.
I called it?
Yeah.
He has the really crinkly forehead.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's in anger management.
I love him in shows, but he is like this, like...
I told you not to go there.
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yeah. Or you love him in The Count of Monte Cristo.
He's in that?
Yes. He's like his like best buddy in that movie.
I love that movie.
That was a poorly cast role for him. But
he's
whatever.
No good in it.
He's just like a joke.
Yeah.
It doesn't
He's matter. Done too many funny things to be taken seriously.
Well, and he does okay. I'm not going to hate on him. I'm going to hate on him a little, but I'm not going to hate on him totally.
Fuck him. He's not going
to
listen to this.
Yeah, he won't.
Hate
he
on him.
Listen. Hate on him. Hate on him. But, well, I'm happy you guys are going to Germany.
Me too, dude. We'll send you a dick pic or something.
Yeah, send me a couple dick pics. Put that sausage in both of your mouths, and I'd like a slow motion video of you guys chewing it until you get to the side.
In. Done. Consider it done, my
Wonderful.
Man.
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Questions. Here, are you ready for questions?
Are you ready? All right, so let's say you have your choice of all in all the world to be on one reality competition show. Which one are you going to be on that best suits you? Like, your best chance to win.
Best chance to win.
Yeah.
I would drown in Big Brother.
Yeah.
I would probably, you know, the one that I think I would excel in or that I would really, really enjoy is that, what's the adventure one around the world?
Oh, Amazing Race?
Amazing Race. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think you could do that one.
I think I could do Amazing Race. I mean, that would be one I'd want to do. And then, you know, obviously The Voice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, The Voice of an Angel.
Yeah, so I'd go in and I'd just, you know, wait for them to... Once they hit it, I'd drop the mic and I'd be like, cool, I'm glad you guys want me, but I'm not interested. And
then I'd walk off stage. You'd spin it on them like that?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. You guys want me? That's nice. I got to go.
Later, CeeLo.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? What'd you say? Blake?
Sorry, Adam. And what's her name? Christina? X-Tina?
X-Tina. Game over.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure? Like, something that you know in your heart, like, I should not like this as much as I do. For example, mine is Melrose Place.
Okay, so we're talking like pop culture?
Yeah, something like I don't know, Junior Mints.
Oh, man.
Or, like, you know you shouldn't like it as much as you do.
Okay.
Like, is there, like, Desperate Housewives?
What is it that I... Honestly, I mean, as nerdy as this is, I mean, those people that are close to me know that I love Star Trek.
Yeah. And okay, yeah, that's kind of nerdy.
It is like a guilty pleasure because as much as I... Like, as much... The amount that I really love, like, the Next Generation... I'm not the guy that, like... posted in his room or anything, but
right.
I watch it too much.
That'll count because you keep it on the low.
I can't. It's not something I bring up in conversation unless I know the person I'm talking to.
You're amongst
is a
friends.
Fellow Trekker.
He can do the.
He gets it.
The Vulcan.
Yeah,
thing.
He understands it. He knows the world. He knows. Yeah,
that definitely counts.
So
as
I mean, I have
pleasure.
To say I have to dive into that one. Yeah.
All right. What? What is your earliest childhood memory?
I was 3, I think.
Okay.
I was camping, I think. And I was camping with my brother and my dad, and we had a cooler. And it was broken into by what we believed to be a bear.
Isn't
that
weird?
We were sleeping in the tent. We wake up, and it was completely destroyed. And I remember, I'm not sure if that was the earliest one or if it was that, and I think I may have told you this one was the one with the Thundercat dolls.
Yeah.
I was throwing it up in the tree.
Did
I tell you that?
Maybe.
There was one memory that I had where this may even be earlier, and I was sitting outside and I was playing with these Thundercat toys. You know, we had who was it? The Bengal Tiger, Lionel.
Lionel.
I had Lionel and then I had the Bengal Tiger one. And I was playing with them and I threw one up. And it didn't come down. And I was like, "What happened?" And I looked up and I'm like, "Oh, it's in the tree." And I remember being a little kid and just thinking to myself, well, that's where it is.
That's it.
That's it. Well, see you later. And then I like walked inside and then he was gone.
You never saw it again?
No, I never saw it again. I mean, I couldn't speak, but I don't know if I could talk fully at that point.
That is so
and
crazy.
And I just kind of remember just like looking up and being like, well, damn it. You know, like I can't. It's there goes one of my toys.
You experienced disappointment before you could talk.
Yeah, exactly. And then every day since then.
That's nuts. Mine is when like I remember being at the bottom of a staircase being changed.
Changed.
And I remember I was holding like a Voltron figure.
See, look at this.
And that's it. That's all I got.
You had Voltron. I probably had some Voltron toys as well, but. That's like, a pretty similar experience.
But if you can be changed, like, can you remember being changed? That's early.
Well, Dan, you may have been in diapers a lot longer than the average Joe.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that I have a small bladder. And
you
I
could have been in them up to, like, 4.
No.
3.
I was not in 4? No.
Ask your mom.
I will. But, yeah, I was being changed and I had a Voltron figure.
Cool.
That's it. If you had to pick, what is your spirit animal and why?
You know, I did a Google thing where it asks you what your spirit animal is.
Uh-huh. Well, like a quiz?
Like one of the quizzes.
Those BuzzFeed quizzes?
Yeah, one of those shitty BuzzFeed quizzes.
What Reuben sandwich are you?
Yeah, exactly.
What condiment are you?
And mine was the Komodo dragon.
That's awesome!
Yeah, it's pretty great. And I think, you know, Madeline's, my girlfriend, hers was the snow leopard.
There's a snow leopard?
You never seen a snow leopard?
No, I will in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God, they're beautiful. They're majestic. It's as if they float when they walk. They have such grace. And it's not something you see in a lot of animals anymore. And because we're destroying the planet Earth, they're dying off. Because there's no more snow.
They are beautiful creatures.
Oh, man, you have no idea. They have them in a, they have a whole little snow leopard section at the San Diego Zoo. It's like this little habitat. They're beautiful.
Holy
they walk
shit.
Over top of you. Oh, dude, you don't have to show me. I know. They are beautiful. Look at those ice eyes.
So you're a Komodo dragon.
I'm a Komodo fucking dragon.
I'm a zebra.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I always love zebras.
Well, you seem like you'd be like, you know, a mix between a...
They're mixed. You they know, they
a
are
horse
me.
And a donkey.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they are.
I'm a jackass.
They are work animals. You know that.
Yeah.
Dan.
They handle biz. They get fed upon. They're fucking cool doing it.
Well, they're kind of nasty little bitches, though, to be fair.
No.
Yes, they are, man. They're like... They're resilient beasts. They
don't
will kick you in the
my
head.
Power animal,
I'm
Cody.
Not insulting. I'm wanting you to know. Like a Komodo dragon, I got to be honest, lazy as hell. Could bite your arm off, but when it's all said and done, like you could easily just walk up.
Look at that beautiful zebra.
Hey man,
creature.
Don't get me wrong. Those stripes are gorgeous.
Those are fucking cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
they will kick you in the face.
And then the question. If you shaved a zebra, are they white with black stripes, or are they black with white stripes? Huh? The zebra's a little cooler
well,
now.
Well, I'm
isn't
racist,
it?
So they're white.
You think, or is their skin, or is that their skin?
No, I don't know. You'll never know. We'll never know.
I would
because you can't skin a zebra down past its fur. Oh.
I would like.
I told you they kick you in the face.
Jesus Christ!
And you find one where one zebra is kicking another zebra in the face.
Good God!
Like I said, watch out now.
I would like to own a zebra when it's a baby and then give it up.
As you should, just like you have done as a father.
Because like they I mean, at some point they get way too big. But when they're little, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see the zebra unicorn.
Animal. A zebra corn?
A zebra corn.
God, they look cool. But yeah, that's my animal. Like, Harry. If I was in Harry Potter, that would be my Patronus.
A zebra?
The zebra would come out. Expect a Patronum. Dan Hill zebra coming at your face. Bow! Kicking you in the face.
I don't understand why you'd want to be a zebra. Your Patronus is a zebra.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's terrible.
They're so cool.
Of all the animals on the planet.
Hey,
why not a rhino?
What's his name? Like, was a rat.
Who's?
Wormtail.
Because he's a rat.
His Patronus was a rat.
And it's because he's a rat.
Mine's better than that.
There's a reason. It's symbolic. What does it say about you? To know you're a zebra.
That I am a mix of colors, and I am a man's man in the middle class. I can get fed upon, and I can eat. You know?
It's deep.
Patronus.
Harry Potter. Anyway.
That's mine.
Thank you guys for listening to the Dan and Cody podcast.
You all are beautiful. Like our Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube. Check us out on iTunes, and we're on Twitter.
Subscribe, bitch!
Ain't nobody played itself down to shit, all right.